My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ball will be snapped from the left hash on second and goal. Ewers looks right, throws to the corner, caught, touchdown Texas. Matthew Golden, his first touchdown as a Texas Longhorn.
Final hour fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as we have the opening of the NFL season tonight. We're going to have the game on the Odyssey app, by the way. And, of course, college football has already started. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Texas Longhorn fan Bobby Roberto Bell. Same for Peyton in the back, running things here on DFW Sports Station. And we have a big one on Saturday. The Texas Longhorns versus the defending champs. What did y'all say the spread was for this?
I saw 7.5.
7.5. Texas favored by 7.5 in Michigan.
The voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, will have the call. And he joins us now on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm great, fellas. Good to be on with you this morning.
Thank you for joining us. We're asking this to all the Cowboys insiders, and I'll ask the same thing for the Longhorns to you. Do you think that the Longhorns have the same type of season, better or worse than last year?
It's a little more difficult question, I think, in the Longhorns' case, only because of all of the change that has happened, not only to them, but in college football. The fact that they're going into the Southeastern Conference, it's a different look, it's a different feel. You know, we all kind of got in that rhythm for a long time in the Big 12 Conference. You know, travel to the one place, and you see how the teams are doing. You kind of knew how they were in the same faces year in, year out. I even knew the places to eat and the places to avoid in Stillwater. And there are more places to avoid than to eat in Stillwater, I'll tell you that. But, you know, you learned all of those things over time. It's a real new frontier. It truly is. And it starts with going to a place they've never been before in college football, and that's Ann Arbor, Michigan. They've only played Michigan one time, and that was the Rose Bowl following the 2004 season. So it's a lot new. Certainly the talent that is in place there and on the roster is good enough to surpass last year. But anytime you're talking about getting past 12 wins in a conference championship, That's a pretty tall task, especially in a league like the SEC.
I assume Texas changed all their signs in preparation for this because they don't want Michigan stealing any signs of theirs. Did they do it last week?
Yeah, you know, thank goodness for helmet communication now, right? Right. You know, again, that's another thing of this whole new world, you know, about having helmet communication that they have now. They actually have a 2-minute timeout. They call it the 2-minute timeout, not the 2-minute warning or whatever in college football. So, they, you know, that's part of the other change that I was talking about. But, yeah, it's a lot different now.
Are first road games of the year for 18, 19, 20-year-old, are they more difficult than they might be in, like, say, the NFL? Is that something that is kind of concerning to coaches the first time you go on the road every year?
I think there's always that consideration. I asked Sark that last night when we were doing his weekly radio show about, you know, trying to get guys back in rhythm. And they had the same routine when they were in the Big 12 and they'd go on the road and they, you know, would have meetings. And if the kickoff was later in the day, they would go to a movie as a team. They won't do that because it's an 11 a.m. Central Time kick tomorrow. But he said, you know, the whole thing about game routine is something to get guys in the habit of doing. And I think your point is well made. When it's the first one, then it is different. And it's a little longer plane flight and those kinds of things. So, yeah, I think there's always that in the back of their minds, but they try to keep everything on track and on routine.
Talking with the voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, here on 105 The Fan. Okay, so Texas had the game against Colorado State last week as kind of the buildup for this one. Anything, obviously it was a beatdown, 52-0, but anything that they maybe want to clean up heading into this one? Colorado State was able to run the ball a little bit. Is that something that will be a bigger focus coming out of that first game?
I think so, and I think they want to run the ball a little bit better. We knew there were going to be some changes with the running game, not only because of not having a Jonathan Brooks back there, but then when they lost C.J. Baxter to the knee injury in training camp and then lost the freshman Christian Clark to the Achilles injury, they were down two running backs. Now, the two regular, so to speak, starters that they would have, Jaden Blue and Trey Wisner, are really, really good, and we saw flashes of that. And we saw a young freshman and Jarrett Gibson look good as well. They even have an SMU transfer, Belton Gardner. But they weren't quite as effective as they wanted to be with the run. Sark was saying that he didn't see as much breaking through a couple of things and more of falling forward. I mean, it was leaning forward, but still it wasn't quite as balanced as they wanted it to be. So I think there's that. And then on the defensive side, they pretty much took everything else away from Colorado State. They had the one thing with the running game that got them some yards that were longer than they wanted to see allowed, especially, you know, they had to kind of balance it because some of that was coming later in the game when the Longhorns pretty much had the backups on there. But they like to say the standard is the standard, meaning if you're a second teamer or a third teamer and you're out there, they expect you to uphold it. Ultimately, they did in pitching the shutout, but yeah, there's always areas where you can be better, and Sark and the staff were certainly pointing them out.
So, yeah, running the ball better, stopping the run better, those are going to be some focuses. You know, we played that clip of you calling the Matthew Golden touchdown, one of them from the first week. Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond, obviously the two big receiver transfers here to Texas this year. How is that connection working, do you feel like, with Ewers and those two?
Really good, and that was one of the questions I had and one of the questions I think a lot of folks had as well, that C word, chemistry. How would it do when, you know, when you have Xavier Worthy go to the NFL and Adonai Mitchell head to the NFL and JT Sanders go to the NFL? So how was it going to work, even also with a newer tight end look as well with Amari Nyblack coming in from Alabama? But Gunnar Helm remains the lead target there. Juan Davis, the kid from Everman, is also another one of those guys that brings some things back, and they all got into the passing game. But to your point, I think Matthew Golden really stepped up. Isaiah Bond did. Silas Bolden is another guy to continue to watch. That's an Oregon State transfer who looks good in special teams. He's the one who caught that little flip pass from Arch Manning once he got the ball game later in the game and scored a touchdown as well. And Golden had the two touchdown catches, including that no-looker, that kind of Patrick Mahomes look, since we're on NFL day number one here with the Chiefs playing tonight, that Ewers threw to him. So I'd say they all incorporated nicely into the offense.
Craig, obviously, you know, quarterback, it's just like the NFL, right? You know, if you don't have a great quarterback, you don't have a chance at college game anymore. Year-to-year progression and jump, did Quinn look just as efficient and as good as it gets last week?
I think so, and I think they saw that coming throughout the course of fall camp. I think, and fellas, we know how this is because we've all been there and covered practices and things like this and been in interview sessions. I think the greater Austin local area media set a record for the number of questions about leadership this year when they were asking Sark about Quinn and how much he'd grown and improved.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Could you tell us about how he's grown as a leader? This was like going on every week. And I was thinking, dude's been there 3 years. I think he leads, you know, and, but it was more than just that. I mean, he'd put on the right amount of weight, I think, and was in better physical shape. Remember, he'd lost some time due to injury the past couple of years. So I think all of that was on display, and the guys just really gravitate to him. And having said all that, they're really developing Arch Manning nicely. We saw some of that on Saturday. So if something does happen to Quinn, I think they'll be ready to go, that Arch would be capable of stepping in and doing what they need to get done out of that quarterback spot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Did Arch's debut just kind of like set the scene to turn up the heat and, you know, lead us to the road of controversy here if Quinn struggles when he has a couple hiccups?
Well, I think you want to make sure you have a guy who can step in and play the role right there or close to it. And I think they feel they've got that. By the same token, there's no mistaking that this is Quinn's team and he's the guy leading it. And when he was out there by and large last year and the year before when he was healthy, he was pretty much doing the job. And I think that's the expectation again. And he gave no indication that it would be anything less than that this year. But like we were saying, by the same token, you want to have a guy who is capable of stepping in and not having a drop off in production. I think they feel pretty confident about that.
Have you seen a leap? Did you see a leap from Arch this year in practice? And how surprised are you that he's been this perfect teammate versus saying, oh, I'm not going to start, I'm out of here?
I saw the step up during spring practice and watching him in the spring, and he had this fabulous spring game. And so that sparked a lot more conversation and things like that. I was also not surprised at all with the approach that he has taken, because the family has been very, very, just firm in saying all along they wanted him to redshirt. I mean, his two uncles, who, of course, famously played in the NFL, said the same thing. Eli said that he was so glad he got to redshirt. Peyton said that he wished he'd had the opportunity to redshirt. He had to be kind of thrust into action pretty early in his career, still in his true freshman season. So I think everybody was glad that Arch, and he said so as well, that he needed the time to develop, that this was Quinn's team. That's why he didn't take any NIL endorsements or things like that. He said, I'm not the starting quarterback yet. Not time for that yet. So, I started seeing these kinds of things when he first landed on campus and the comments that he was making. I did to your question, from a production standpoint, really see it all step up for him starting in the spring, and it continued through the fall workouts.
Craig, you know, over the last 15 years between Mack Brown, Charlie Strong, Tom Herman, Steve Sarkisian, Texas has always had, you know, pretty consistently top five recruiting classes right around there. Obviously some down years. Why do you think these recruiting classes, these highly touted recruiting classes, are now clicking with Sark when they didn't really click the same way with Herman or the last years of Mack Brown or during the time with Charlie Strong? What is it about Sarkisian that these recruiting classes are actually coming to bear now?
Well, I think you'd have to go back, really, the history lesson that I've had recruiting analysts and experts tell me, that it really only takes one misfire on a recruiting class to start to derail a program. And if you have two, it can really throw it off track. And I think that's what happened right toward the end of Mack's time, 2009, 2010. If you look back historically, how many of those guys, how much retention there was, how many became starters. They after 2009, they did not have a first round draft choice all the way up until last year. So, I mean, you know, there were a lot of things, I think, that contributed to that. It started that downward cycle, and then there was a confidence at level, I think. There was also a step up in some of the other programs. Like, they'd had this long, long winning streak over Oklahoma State. That ended, and they went right into a spiral against that same school, that same program, Oklahoma State. And obviously, they had the up again, down again type nature with Oklahoma. They'd lost three in a row, came back one, two out of three, and then dropped two more in a row. And so they just couldn't seem to get consistent, I think, for a long time, even when they were getting some better recruiting classes. And it was just, I think it takes time, and Sark pointed this out, you just have to stack some really good recruiting classes against some veterans that bought in. I mean, he's got a couple of six-year seniors that were there when Tom Herman came in David Benda and Jahdae Barron on the defensive side, who from the moment that Sark landed in town, pretty much said to their teammates, ones around, this is the guy. We're going to be okay. We're going to do this. And there were a few that filtered out. But then once the better recruiting classes, signing classes started coming in, mixing in with those retained veterans, it made a difference. And that's ultimately what started the upward trajectory from 5-7 in Sark's first year to 8-5 the second year to 12-2 last year. All of those things, I think, added up to it.
Craig, thank you so much for joining us. Fantastic preview. Have a great season. We look forward to catching up with you again, and a good call on Saturday. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas. I'm looking forward to wearing a turtleneck to call the game. The high will be 60 on Saturday.
Oh, man. There you go. Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns on the D&M Leasing Hotline. How scared is Tyler Guyton for Sunday? Let's talk about it with Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. Next on Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.